Hello, everybody. Welcome to Debatatorium 2006. This is the penultimate round of debating. This is the third round. We have two debates this round, and then the winners of those two debates will go up for the champion debate off, so to speak. Tonight, we've got the two victors of the previous from the previous round. We have
Lord Phantom Zest, conqueror of good Hitler, and passus of planet science.
Yes, yes. He did defeat both of those people, proving to us that, what was it, that the Iraq War was good, and that monkeys speak robots.
Oh, I forget. I know nothing robots. About your modern-day Earth conflicts.
And, of course, debater number two.
What?
Debater number two. Introduce yourself, please.
Debater number two.
Now, why is that funny?
You said debater.
That's not a... Yeah, but that's not a... There's no...
Oh, Lord. Is this who I'm against this week?
I'm Alice Wilcox.
Yes, Alice Wilcox.
Wilcox!
Of the... Gun Wilcox, apparently. Gun money. Anyway. However, now you may have noticed, listeners and debaters, that the second round of debating was kind of the fun round, so to speak. Now we're back to real issues, hot button ones that involve buttons that are hot. Tonight we're going to be debating something that's very, very hotly debated in America today. We're going to debate whether or not abortion should be all right. And of course, Miss Wilcox believes that abortion is A-okay, whereas Lord Zest believes abortion is wrong. So, Lord Zest, please, why don't you tell us why abortion is wrong?
All right. Now, let's introduce a hypothetical here. Now, I come from the past. Yes. Let's say I was the ancestor of Miss Wilcox over here, and I'm quite glad I'm not. But let's say I was. Now, if I were to pressure my good wife into aborting this hypothetical baby, then she would cease to exist, and we would have a grandfather paradox upon us, right here and now.
That's true. Now, do you have a wife?
No. Okay. I'm very alone.
So you couldn't do that?
No. But I am married to fashion, however.
Well, you can't pressure fashion into not having a baby.
Yes, you can!
Okay, well, theoretically, maybe. Well, Ms. Wilcox, what do you have a response to this? He's saying abortion is wrong on the basis that it could cause problems in time travel.
So?
Oh, quite erudite there, Miss Wilcox.
Wilcox.
No,
listen.
That's, go ahead.
I don't know where you're from.
This.
But where I'm from, we don't time travel. So therefore, we're okay.
I wouldn't think they would have time travel out there in the sticks, but oh well.
Well, they don't. I think that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
So, regardless, what is your next question, Mr. Allen?
As far as I'm concerned, the abortion question has not been answered. Ms. Wilcox, why don't you tell us about why you think abortion should be legal?
Have you had children?
No. Have you?
Yes!
And how did that go?
Not so good.
Mr. Allen, I would like to do something unusual for this debate. I would like to argue both sides. I would like to argue that Miss Wilcox is living proof of the reason why abortion may very well be okay.
No, but you can't actually do both sides. And the audience gave you an ooh on that one.
Thank you, audience.
There's an audience?
Yeah, they're very quiet. They usually are quite respectful. Point is... No, listen. So you're implying that you've had children and it's unpleasant, therefore all children should be aborted? You're arguing for mandatory abortion?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you had kids, you would know that sometimes it's a good idea.
Now, Lord Zest, do they have abortion in your time?
Well, yes, they do. But I'm arguing this more in the context of time travel. I believe time travelers are a definite interesting case here.
This is irrelevant right now!
It has perfect relevance.
Well, if he's here now, then now does have time travelers, like him, for example.
What?
He's a time traveler, he's here now.
Now, what I would like to argue is that we have no way of knowing who is a time traveler and who is not. Therefore, we have no way of knowing who has seen their descendants and who may be, quite frankly, disgusted with their descendants, and therefore who might want to try to abort their child to prevent said descendants from existing and therefore creating a grandfather paradox.
That's a good idea.
Do you have descendants?
Maybe.
Have you checked?
No, I have not. I'm too frightened to check.
We can check.
No, that is quite all right.
All right. We don't have to check. But I do have an expert on the line, so who does want to comment on something about this.
Oh, hello, mother. I am Al Wilcox. I had the misfortune of being named after my mother.
Oh, God, it's you.
Yes. And I want to say that I'm in favor of abortion because I wish I was dead every day. Here's the story of my life. I was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. When I was in elementary school, my mother would put a bottle of whiskey in my lunch bag, and I was kicked out of school.
That was a mistake!
Every day?
She made a lot of mistakes. That's what she called them. Her mistakes. I was a mistake, and they sent me to live with Grandpa, who was creepy. And then I was disinherited. So...
Disinherited.
I'm in favor of abortion because it would have prevented my birth. I hate you, Mom.
All right, all right.
I love you, honey.
I will argue that maybe not everyone is necessarily cut out to be the best parent in the world. I will say this, but is not adoption a viable alternative, perhaps even forced adoption, well, for those parents who turn out to be completely and totally inept, like Miss Wilcox?
Well, let's check. We'll talk to... So your name's Alice?
Yes.
No, I mean your son.
No.
Isn't that what you said?
My name is Al.
Al. Okay. Now, Al, if you were given the choice to either... that you could time travel, and you could either go back in time and convince your mother to put you up for adoption, or to just end it right there, which would you choose?
Time travel isn't real. I see you're feeling frivolous today, Frank Allen.
No, we have... one of our debaters is from the past. It's clearly real.
Yeah, way to stick your foot in your mouth on that one, without any particular good aim.
No, honey, you're right, though. He's very frivolous.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I've just stopped listening to this woman.
So technically, if you wanted to, after the show, you could hit Lord Zest over the head, steal his device that lets him time travel here, and go back in time and talk to your mother. And you could either convince her to abort you or to give you up for adoption. Which would you rather do?
No, this is a terrible idea.
No, it's a question.
Grandfather paradox. Do not give him these ideas.
I'm not telling him to do it. I'm saying which he'd prefer. Which one would he prefer?
Well, what I would prefer was that my father inseminate a different mother. Because in this particular instance, I was born with 10% of my brain destroyed.
Well, that's quite unfortunate.
Yes.
But I'm saying if you were talking to your pregnant mother, if she's just like 2 months pregnant, and you're not going to be able to stop her from drinking, obviously, what would you do?
Drink.
What's your next option?
I don't drink.
If I was stuck in that situation, I would probably say, yes, mother, pull the trigger. I am a mistake. I'm very depressed.
Are you implying that she was going to commit abortion by gunshot wound to the stomach?
That would have been the best for everyone.
No. My good sir, you are wrong. You've been indoctrinated into thinking you are a mistake. But everything is a matter of potential. You could have been something else had you been adopted by perhaps a more fit parent.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it from a certain point of view, every one of us is a potential mistake.
Exactly.
And well, I don't know if the papist can convince me otherwise.
Who's the... Oh, him?
Oh, why do you think I'm a papist?
All right, well...
You're from Spain.
All right, hold on.
I'm not from Spain, I'm from Britain.
We do have another...
Beep, 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 beep.
We have another expert here who's beeping at us here.
How dare you?
No, hold on 1 second.
He said hi.
No, who is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, and Lord Zest, Captain Christopher Pike.
Oh, Captain Christopher Pike. Also a time traveler, first captain of the Enterprise. Hello, sir. Hello.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, good Lord. Is he speaking in binary?
Beep.
I don't know what he's speaking.
Hi, Frank.
In.
Glad to be here.
Are you? Oh, you're translating for him?
Okay. We got a translator. Oh,
yes.
I see.
Okay.
Debatatorium is not for screwers around.
Now, beep, 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 beep.
Captain Pike agrees.
Captain Pike, now what is your input on this abortion issue?
Beep 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 beep.
He has an expressive beep.
Extremely inefficient form of communication.
Captain Pike maintains that as a man who has both traveled through time and space,
yes,
abortion is a difficult decision for all involved, and so it must be decided on a case-by-case basis.
Well, not for the child. It's not a very difficult decision for the child.
Beep, 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 beep.
Of course not on the part of the child. The child itself, you see, is not yet sentient and cannot participate in this decision meaningfully.
Correct. That's what I meant.
But are we not taking into account...
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, we are not taking that into account.
Oh, shut up.
Beep.
You shut up.
Oh, piss off, you wanker.
Beep, 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 beep,
look,
beep,
you,
beep,
you're making
beep.
Me descended to obscenities again. Just like last time, why do you all talk in such plebeian tones? Let me speak for a bloody second. Now, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, that...
Beep.
The ramifications...
Yes.
I don't care. The ramifications against the space-time continuum are ginormous in this particular circumstance. We cannot ignore the ramifications abortion has on this sort of thing.
Beep, 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 beep.
We certainly could. You're just arguing that we shouldn't.
Beep, beep.
I tell you of your gay okay, banter,
I'm,
Mr.
I'm sorry.
Beep, beep, beep.
I'm sorry. Probably shouldn't.
Hold on a second. Oh, God, I hate wearing that thing.
Captain Pike, you can talk.
Well, I've always been able to talk. This chair is just so amazingly comfortable.
Wait, so you just choose not to talk?
Well, when you're as highly evolved and advanced as me, wouldn't you choose not to talk?
Apparently, evolution has no bearing on manners whatsoever.
Can I go home, Captain Pike?
No, I might want to beep again.
Dang it.
Human communication in this time period is little better than a virus.
It's true.
All right, well, so what's your...
What I wanted to say is he's got the space-time continuum all wrong.
Really?
Abortions have actually improved it.
In what way?
By creating the plethora of parallel universes we now enjoy. Remember that episode of Star Trek? Yes, I wasn't in it. But the one where they went to the mirror universe?
Oh, with all the goatees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really popular episode caused by abortion.
Oh, please. Do you think everyone is so unfashionable in alternate universes as they have goatees? This is the very reason why alternate universes cannot work. And besides, it's only a theory.
Well, they don't just work. They play, destroy, and make martinis.
Delicious space martinis.
Okay.
Mm, yeah, I could go for one of those right now.
Yeah, geez, whoa.
Hold on.
Me
now.
Too. Are you people just making up the idea of a space martini? My God.
Now, hold on.
I've never had one.
Miss Wilcox, I want to know, does this space-time argument have a bearing on your argument?
No!
No. So they're supporting you, but you don't affiliate with them?
Well, no. They're going to get me a drink. It's going to be great. But
I thought you said you didn't drink.
I don't.
Yeah, beam that right over to that lady's stairs.
Beaming.
Okay.
Thank you, sirs.
You're drinking right now.
No, I'm not.
Dude, she talked to us.
Oh, my God.
Is there a time when you're not drinking?
Yeah.
She's totally looking at you.
I know.
Whatever.
All right. No, gentlemen.
Get back in the chair.
Okay, gentlemen, hold on. I do want to say, Mr. Wilcox, Al.
Thank you for showing me the minimum of dignity, Mr. Allen.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But what I want to know is...
I see that Mother's found a drink again.
Does knowing...
Only because the doctor wouldn't refill my prescription of Valium, darling!
Does knowing that there's probably an alternate universe where you're happy make you feel any better?
Oh. If I could say something, Frank.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We can fix him in this universe.
How?
We're from the future.
What can you do?
New brains are a dime a dozen.
You could give him a different brain?
Yeah, I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, we could fix his brain. It's easy.
It looks nice on you. Mm.
Oh, how does this sound?
Geez,
as
thanks.
Long as it's dog or better, and I'm in favor of
we'll it. We'll give you a hyper-evolved chimp brain. It's great.
That sounds great.
All right, now, this is highly irrelevant, as nice as it may sound, but let's think about the whole concept of a parallel universe for a second. Now, let's use the example of L, your name is, right? And his mother.
Yes.
Now, let's say his mother were to... Let's say he was to time travel back to the past and tell his mother to pull the trigger. I don't think that the act of pulling the trigger would suddenly create an alternate universe somewhere out there where everyone has goatees. That just sounds ridiculous to me.
Why is he hung up on goatees? I'm confused.
He's a fashion nut.
Have you ever tried this, Lord Zest?
What, a goatee?
No.
No.
Well, have you ever tried a goatee? No. Have you ever tried time traveling and changing things?
Of course not.
So then how do you know it doesn't create another universe?
Because I do not want to risk bringing this universe down around everyone's ears.
But you don't know.
No, I don't want to know, because what if I err? Then we're all gone, Mr. Allen. Very fine idea you have there.
No, I'm just wondering.
Hey, kid, your brain's in.
No longer Al, but Spiffy the Chimp.
Al.
Spiffy, did you have a comment on this abortion issue?
No, but I like picking mitts.
Well,
picking
please.
Mitts is fun, and I also have a newfound hobby of point poking at termite hills.
Well, if you have any nits to pick with his argument, please.
Mm, chimps hate puns.
Sorry.
Me too,
now destroy
honey.
Him.
No, I'll just have to show extra vengeance when I go and root for bugs.
Okay, well, have
Anyhow,
some fun with the bugs.
I don't know. The official chimp position on abortion is that, collectively, we chimpanzees believe that it's the it should be the mother's choice.
Okay.
We also believe that Captain Pike got a raw deal, and that Kirk was making a lot of mistakes when he tried to settle all alien disputes through fistfights.
And relationships with women.
You also forgot that I was better looking than him.
No.
Not when you're in that chair, you're not.
Whoa. I've seen your future. Power down, Alan.
Well, I have a lot of chimp business to do, but I gotta say, Debatatorium 2006 has solved all my problems. Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another satisfied customer.
Wait, Spiffy.
Yes, what?
Would you like to come back with us to the future?
Yes, or in chimpies.
All right.
I hope you don't run into
it. Right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
I hope you don't run into any robots along the way.
Thank you. Thank you, all three experts, so to speak, or two experts and another guy. But we do have to go to our...
I'm the other guy.
Yeah, we're going to go to the bar at the end of the universe and have space martinis.
Awesome. Woo! All right. Now, Miss Wilcox. No, I'm sorry. Lord Zest, if you could start with your closing arguments.
All right. Now, I believe I don't really have much to add to my closing arguments this week, but I would just like to reiterate some of my points. The space-time continuum is in danger of unraveling due to this whole concept of abortion, especially in the context of time travel. For this reason alone, I suggest we do not allow abortions, period, because who knows, maybe one day we may just get that one abortion patient who knows time travel and is trying to get rid of an undesirable descendant.
Okay, that's pretty clearly your point, yes. Anyway, Ms. Wilcox, what do you have to say? Final arguments. You haven't said a lot this debate, to be honest.
Al.
Yeah? No.
No.
Frank.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Frank Allen.
That's me.
Yeah. His dilemma is easily fixed.
Who's his?
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Zest?
That guy.
Can't wait to hear this one.
Don't time travel. Have abortion.
Oh, please. The right to time travel is far more important than the right...
No, don't clap for her. No, dude.
Yeah?
Not you. The other dude.
Which?
You're Al.
Zest. No, Frank. I'm Frank.
You're Frank Allen.
Lord
Frank
Zest, Allen. Please.
Lord Okay, Zesty. If you would rather have a situation where there's a ton of time-traveling crack babies, then yeah, outlaw abortion.
Boo, boo.
Does this even make any of a modicum of sense?
It's pretty clear. She's saying the problem is abortions plus time travel. So why, if you get rid of the abortion part, you'll have too many people and they'll all be time traveling.
Thank you, Alan.
Frank.
Oh, please.
Frank Allen.
The right to time travel is far more important than the right to an abortion.
That's just because you don't squeeze something the size of a watermelon out of your...
Quite unfashionable, truly.
All right.
All right, let's get to the verdict.
All right, well, I thought about this long and hard, and I've got to tell you, given the choice, I'd probably rather time travel than not have a baby. So time travel, if it comes down to time travel or abortion's got to go, time travel's got to be around.
Thank you, Frank Allen, for being the only person in this room to see the light of reason.
Have fun on welfare with your crack babies, hey, Mr. Allen.
Well, I don't actually have
any babies. Want to come with us to the future?
Okay.
Woo!
Right. Yeah. And she takes
Space
advantage.
Martinis.
And she takes
Get
advantage of the right to time travel anyway.
So there you go.
I had a hysterectomy.
Okay. Now, thank you for that. You know what this means, Lord Zest?
Yes?
You are going on to the championship round.
Oh, I quite dearly understand that.
One more debate for you, and then we find out if you are the debatator of the year.
All right. Debatator.
Debatiator.
Here we are in the future.
No, this isn't far enough into the future. You have to go farther into the future.
This is only a minute in the future.
You have to go farther into the future.
Darn it, didn't press the green button.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for listening to Debatatorium 2006. Two episodes left. Find out who's going to fight Lord Zest in the last debate next week.
All right, now we're in the future.
No, this isn't far enough into the future.
Hit the button harder.
Oh, the other green button. Okay.
Good night, everybody.